Good evening, everyone. My name is Matt, and I'm an evangelist here, which means I share the good news about Jesus with people, and I help other Christians do the same. And if you'd like to know more about what I do, it'd be lovely to catch up afterwards at the back for some drinks, and I'm sure some unhealthy snacks. So the question we're looking at today as a gathering, the question we want to think about today is, what are you worth? What are you worth? It's a big question, and we need God's help. So let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we do just pray now you would show us our worth, true worth, through the Lord Jesus. And in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. What are you worth? I'm sure everybody in this room would like to feel worth something. It's not nice to feel worthless, is it? And I don't think you'd be surprised to know, but much of the research that has come out recently says on mental health that we live in an anxious and fragile generation where we struggle with worth. I don't think you'd be surprised to know that. A recent stress report done by the Psychological Association found that a whopping 71% of Generation Z felt miserable or unhappy. And when you looked into their stories, one of the biggest factors to why this was feelings of worthlessness. Feelings of worthlessness. What am I worth? I don't feel worth much. Feeling worth something is so important, isn't it? I mean, it could be the difference between wanting to get out of bed in the morning or wanting just to curl up and die. What are you worth? Well, today what I want to do is look at a couple of things. Isn't it come up on the board now? What the market says you're worth. So what are you worth to the market? What others say you're worth. What other people say you're worth. What self says you're worth, and then we'll look at what God says you're worth, okay? Market, others, self, and then God. And we've got our human over here. Now, I'll just bring him over for you. We've got our human. Now, you've got to be nice to him because he's very pale, okay? And he's a little holiday in Cyprus, I think. There we go. And actually, our human feels quite a lot, actually, because he finds his value in a lot of these things. He finds his value in the market, so yeah. He also finds his worth in others, so others over here, okay. And he also finds his value in himself as well, so we got that over there as well. Fantastic, okay. So we'll see how he gets on, all right. So what does the market say you're worth? Let's start with that one. What does the market say you're worth? Well, if we're going to be very clinical about it, you're made up of about 80% water. So here we go. Got our water over here. So about 80% water we're made up of. Put our water there. And you've probably got enough calcium in your bones, in your teeth, to make up stick of chalk. Go stick of chalk. We'll put chalk over there. And we've probably got enough fat in us to make bar of soap. Bar of soap. Put the bar of soap. Some of you will know I've lost a lot of weight in the last year, I've done well. But maybe last year when I had a bit more around the middle, maybe I could have made a family pack of soap, maybe a family pack, there we go. So according to science, if we add up all the chemicals in our body, we're probably worth around £3.16 in the marketplace, as an estimate. Now, you and I know there's something not right about that. Surely we're worth more than that. I mean, if you had a child, you wouldn't sell your child for £3.16, would you? You wouldn't sell one of your body... Of course you wouldn't. You wouldn't sell one of your body parts for that amount. You see, the problem is, if we base our worth on the physical, we're not worth much in the market, are we? And I think deep down we know we're more than just the physical. Our emotions, our character, maybe our souls if we believe in that. The deep love we feel for one another. The worth of a person is more than what you can see, right? So look, I just want to start by saying, if you think you're worth more than £3.16, you have to begin to acknowledge there must be more to you than just the physical. But actually, we don't really place our value on the market in that way. Really, we value ourselves on the market more about how much we earn or what we do. Some people think they're better than other people because they earn more, and some people earn less. I don't think I'm worth much. People actually seem to care so much about this. The Office of National Statistics have now made a new online wealth calculator where you can put in a few details about yourself and find out your financial worth and compare it to other people in the UK. Am I in the top 20%? Top 10%? Where would you be happy to be? I mean, when someone's parents find out their child is dating someone with a well-paid job, oh, that's good. Instantly, they're seen as more valuable, right? Now, there's nothing wrong with having a good job or earning a lot of money, but the problem is tying your value to your wealth. It's so fleeting, isn't it? It doesn't last. I mean, you could be made redundant tomorrow, go into recession, the economy, or maybe AI or new technology will take your job. My friend's dad is a bus driver, and he said all the admin staff in his bus company got let go recently because now there's an app that does all the scheduling for the bus drivers for them. So they don't need the admin staff. Goodbye. All the best for your career. Or maybe you have a kid and go on maternity leave. You don't work. Where's your value then? You have an accident or disability and you can't work. Where's your value gone? There are so many ways that if we tie our worth to our job, it can disappear in seconds. Now you might say, well, actually, Matthew, I don't think any of those things will happen to me, so I'm okay, thanks. But actually, for all of us, the clock is ticking down. The older we get, the less able we are to work. I have a lovely Greek elderly lady who lives next door to me, or near me, and I call her my local Greek grandma. I often go there for some food. She's a lovely lady, local Greek yaya, we say in Greek. And she's a lovely lady, but she's so old now. When I go to visit her, all she can really do is sit there in the chair, watching daytime TV. She can't really move. And I almost pity her, forgetting she once had this thriving career. And that's what's going to happen to all of us. One day we'll be that person sitting in that chair with young people coming to visit us who probably won't give a monkey's what job you did or how much you earned 30 or 40 years ago. What does the market say you're worth? Well, it might be a lot now, and you can show off, but it's fleeting. So? Well, we can't find our value there, can we? Now, you might say, Matthew, that's fine. Actually, I'm not that shallow. I don't look for my worth in my wealth. I mean, I'm not like that. I don't do that. So what about this one then? I find my worth in others. What do others say you're worth? Let's have a look at that one. Let's speed it up a bit. Okay, here we go. So some of you may know I'm a personal trainer. And it's a funny thing about being a personal trainer. You spend so much time with people one-to-one, they start opening up about their life and their things going on in their life. And you almost become this, how do I put it, glorified counselor. You're not really qualified to help them. You just want to train them. But they open up to you so much. And I remember this one girl, lovely girl called Anna, who I trained for many years. Lovely, lovely girl. And I remember once, she was so happy when I was training her because she found this new boyfriend. And she said to me this. She said, Matthew, I'll never forget this. Matthew, for the first time in my life, I feel wanted. I feel like I actually make someone happy. He wants me around. I've never felt like that before. For the first time in my life, I feel worth something. There's something in us, isn't there, that loves the feeling about being loved or worth something to other people. I think that's a big reason we like compliments. And trust me, it's not just a girl thing. Often I walk into my local gym, and if I haven't seen one of the guys in a long time, and I walk in, he says, "Hey, Matt, you're looking good. You're looking strong." I think, yeah, I do. I feel great after that. Other people can make you feel great, can't they? We like to be liked. We like others to know us, respect us, acknowledge us when we walk into the room, when people think highly of us because of our job or our house or our car. We like it. My parents both do acting, and anyone who performs in this room will know this. It's hard, long rehearsals, nerve-wracking experience to get on stage. And I often ask them, "Why'd you do it?" And you know what they say to me? They say, "It's all worth it for when after you finish, that person comes up to you and says, 'You were brilliant tonight. You were brilliant tonight.'" Other people can make us feel worth so much, can't they? But you know, the problem with finding your worth in others is it's just completely exhausting. It's completely exhausting because it's so unreliable. We end up always trying to do more, to keep up, to do enough, be enough, to make sure everybody likes us or all the right people like us. I want everyone to like me. It's exhausting, isn't it? I mean, if you perform or you play sports, I mean, one week you do really well and everyone loves you, I want to talk to you. And the next week, well, you don't do so well and no one chats to you. I want people to always think I'm good. I feel good, I get a buzz because people like my pictures on Instagram. I feel great. Oh, but the next day I get a mean comment. And I get another mean comment about the way I look. Oh, and now I feel awful. One minute you're up, one minute, it's exhausting, isn't it? I remember I told you about my friend Anna, who I used to train. Well, about 6 months into her relationship, he broke up with her. And she was completely broken. She said to me, "Life doesn't feel worth living anymore. My heart is hurting. I should have done more." From feeling on cloud nine to now feeling rock bottom, finding your true worth in others is just exhausting because it's so up and down. What are you worth to others? Well, it's up and down and completely exhausting. So, we can't find our worth here. Now you might say, "Matt, that's fine. Actually, I agree with you, and I don't look for my worth in other people, because you're right, it's just up and down. Actually, I find my worth in myself. That's where I find my worth." So let's finish with that one before we see what God says you're worth. What are you worth to yourself? What are you worth to yourself? That's another big question. I mean, some people think they're worth everything. They're God's gift to humanity. People say that often, don't they? As long as you're true to yourself and you love yourself, that's what matters. That's the only thing that matters. I found this quote interesting from Beyonce. Not that I'm a big fan, despite all the rumors. Let me just move to the left before we read this. Here we go. The dad joke's coming out there. Here we go. Here we go. This is what Beyonce said. "Your self-worth is defined by you. You don't have to depend on someone else telling you who you are. Your self-worth is defined by you." Is that where we find our worth? In ourselves? by looking inside? What about people who always look inside and feel they're worth nothing? I remember a street preacher doing a talk in the street about worthiness, and one girl walked past and she shouted out, "I don't think I'm worth anything." I mean, the problem with finding your worth in yourself is we're relying on in here, on our hearts. I mean, that's just confusing, isn't it? But when you look inside yourself, it's confused because, I mean, I don't even know what's going on here, do you? Because, I mean, I feel like this about myself today, and yesterday I felt differently, and it's just confusing. At one minute you could be proud of yourself, and the next minute, myself. I can't even look at myself in the mirror. I'm ugly, I'm a waste of space. I'm better off dead. It's all my fault. People really feel like that. Should you listen to yourself? It's funny, you think self-sufficiency would make you free, but actually, it makes you slave to your emotions. Listen to what one of the most famous books in the world said about trusting yourself. It's called the Bible. It's going to come up now. Here's what it says. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand? Do you see what it's saying? We can't even understand what goes on in here, let alone trust it to find our worth. Your worth in yourself is confusing and won't get you anywhere. So, we can't find our worth. What are you worth? Well, to the market, you're fleeting. To others, it's up, it's down, and exhausting. To myself, it's just confusing. And let's go back to our human over here. Well, he started quite full, didn't he? And now he's empty. There's nothing left. He was worthless. Tying his worth to things that keep changing and don't last has left him empty. I don't want to be empty. Do you? I don't want to feel worthless. Do you? Bit bleak, isn't it? Let's finish on a high. What does God say I'm worth? What does God say I'm worth? Let's speed it up a bit. Well, God says you have worth because you were made by him in his image. You have worth, true worth, because you are made by God in his image. Let me read for you the start of the Bible in Genesis. It's going to come on screen now. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness. So they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky, over the livestock, all the wild animals, and over all creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Every human being, without exception, is valuable in God's eyes because he made them in his likeness. I remember when one of my best friends had his first kid, a young lad, and I remember he was so excited. He said to me, Matt, look, he's got my eyes." I said, yeah, he's got your eyes." Matt, look, he's got my smile as well." I said, yeah, he's got your." I said, he's also got your big nose. Have you seen he's got your nose?" And he said, "Yeah, Matt, look, he's got my nose as well. I love him, Matt. I love him. He's just like me." He loved his boy because his boy was like him in his likeness. And God loves each of us because he made us in his likeness. I mean, that doesn't mean we look like God. But he made us like him. His character, we love. The reason you love is because God loves. The reason you crave justice is that's what God's like. He made you like him. The creator of the universe created you, cares for you, knows everything about you. Do you know the Bible says he knows exactly the number of hairs on your head? How amazing is that? He knows you intimately. He knows you better than anyone, better than yourself, because he made you. Do you see how this is so much better than finding your value in other things? It's definitive and something that cannot be taken away. This worth is inherent. So actually, it doesn't matter if you earn a lot of money or you don't, if other people love you or they don't, or you love yourself or you don't. Those things don't matter. Because we were all made equally in the image of God. He made you and he cares about you. Your worth just is, and that's never going to change. You have worth because you were made by God in his image, and that's never going to change. Never going to change. So you have the worth because you were made by him. What else? Finally, and most importantly, Jesus gives you true worth by making you a child of God. Jesus gives you true worth by making you a child of God. If you trust Jesus, you become a child of God. Listen to what the Lord says at the start of John's Gospel. It's going to come up on the screen. But to all who did receive him, that's Jesus, who believed in his name, anyone who believes in Jesus, truly, he gave the right to become children of God. If you trust Jesus, you become a child of God, which, let me tell you, is worth more than anything in the world. Let me explain. To start with, none of us are naturally God's children. We're not worthy because we all do this. I don't want to know you, God. We all turn away, don't we? We push him out of the picture. I don't want to know you. I want to do what I want to do. I don't want to know you, God. Like we say, we look for our value in other things and God can go that way. That's called sin. Never mind the bad things we do every day. Sin. So actually, in ourselves, we're not worthy to be called God's children because we push him away. But the good news is, if we trust Jesus died on the cross for our sins, we receive Jesus' worthiness. On the cross, Jesus takes our sin and we take his perfection. It's a swap. So even though we don't deserve it, we become worthy to be part of God's family. Jesus was actually the only one worthy of being called God's son. But if we trust in him, then we become sons and daughters with him. Oh, he takes our sin and we take his sonship. That's the swap at the cross. All who believed in Jesus, he gave the right to become children of God. Now that is true worth. To be part of God's everlasting family, having Jesus as your older brother and God as your father. What a family to have your back every day when you walk into work, when you walk into school. What a family to belong to. One of my favorite films ever is Toy Story. I love a bit of Toy Story. And I always remember the bit in the film, actually, where Buzz Lightyear realizes, I'm just a toy. I'm not this space ranger. And he's so sad, he's miserable. He's like, is this all I am? a toy? And his friend Woody then comes over to him and points out the name written on the sole of Buzz's shoe. It says Andy. And he reminds Buzz he belongs to Andy. Andy loves him so much. He is worth so much because Andy has made him his. He's brought him into his family. He belongs to him. And if you're a Christian here today, you are worth so much, because God has made you his. He has brought you into his family. You belong to him. Belonging to God's family is worth everything. And you know, having Jesus as your older brother means you get all the perks. You get his inheritance. Legally, what belongs to Jesus belongs to you. Because Jesus is worthy to be in God's presence, as a child of God, you are now also worthy to be in God's presence. Because Jesus is worthy to spend all eternity in heaven, as a child of God, you are worthy to spend all eternity in heaven. Because Jesus is righteous and perfect, as a child of God, you're righteous and perfect. Because Jesus has beaten the grave and rose from the dead, as a child of God, you will beat the grave and rise from the dead. Being a child of God is true worth that no one can take away. And listen, I'm sure Christians in this room, well, we still struggle with this, don't we? We still struggle because we often forget this. And we look to money or status or others or self to find our true worth. So when we do that and get ourselves in an absolute mess, turn back to God and remember where your true worth is. You're his child. That's your worth. He looks down on you and says, "That's my child. I love him. I love her." He loves you. That's your worth. One of my good Christian friends growing up, she never had a father in her life. She never had a father. And, you know, she said to me, "Matt, being a child of God has changed everything in my life." She says she now knows the love of a father, a heavenly father, a father that is always there for her, who will never leave her. She feels safe with him. A father that loves her more than anyone else could. She says, "I'm so happy to be his child. I'm so happy to be part of this family." If you're not a Christian here today, would you like to be part of the family? Would you like to come home? His arms are open. He's waiting. Will you come home today? Come. Find your true worth in him. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you that we can find true worth in this life that is not fleeting, that doesn't leave us, that doesn't let us down, that doesn't leave us hopeless. we can find true worth, everlasting worth, that no one can take away through the Lord Jesus. We thank you for that worth. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to understand that more, whether we're Christian or we're still figuring things out. Help us to know we can find true worth in the Lord Jesus, bringing us to be children of God. And we pray in his name. Amen.